as much of what Jaina has brought into Andy, we are very different people.
Oh.
Because while she's made some decision, because while she's made some, I can't say decisions.
It's a hard word. Decisions.
So welcome to a very special episode of After We Wrap.
Yes.
Aw. Aw. AKA Aw, Aw, A-W-W. Where you... Okay. Where you, our amazing listeners, take the spotlight.
I love these.
This entire show is crafted from the intriguing, fun, and thoughtful questions submitted by our After Party VIP members. VIP.
That's right, VIP.
Thank you. Thank you, After Party people.
And if you're not a VIP yet, you should be. So go into our Patreon page, patreon.com/afterwerapshow. And become a VIP. Okay, that's all.
Yes. And yeah, like also because you get to have a chance to drive the conversation in future episodes like this. So let's get started. Let's see what our VIPs are curious about.
Drum roll. Wait, are we doing, is it? Oh, this is, these, okay.
Our first question. Here we
go. First questions.
Uh-oh. You want to do it? We're reading this for the first time.
Okay.
Sophie Kennedy. Hi, Sophie.
Hey, Sophie.
Have you ever been to Ireland? If you have, what did you do or see? If you haven't been, what would be on your to-do list? Love to all from Sophie in Ireland.
Thank you, Sophie. Oh, my God.
I have not been to Ireland.
No, me neither.
And I'm dying to go to Ireland.
You but haven't we're been? Going for the honeymoon.
You're going? That's right. You mentioned
that. Yes. Oh, my God,
Wait,
Sophie.
Do you know what part in Ireland? Where in Ireland?
Not yet. Actually, my honeymoon... traveler planner just called me and I'm gonna have to call her back.
Excuse me, honeymoon planner traveler.
Yes.
Wait, so I hear you want to get back to excuse me. So you want to get back to Shane's roots, which is
yeah,
Irish.
That was his one request for the honeymoon. I was like, okay, yes, absolutely. So we'll start there, and that's gonna be like the itinerary. We do want to stay in a castle because they have like Airbnb or hotel castles.
Yeah.
We were looking up and like legit castles. Like,
ooh, how exciting.
We don't have exactly like the details where we're going to stay yet. We're still working on that. But yeah, that's going to be fun.
If I were to go to Ireland, I would want to try their beer.
Yeah.
Right? You got to have beer in Ireland.
Yeah.
Right?
I will drink the beer, even though I don't like beer.
Oh, no, you don't like beer?
No,
you're not a beer person?
Not really. I've never been.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a wine person.
You're wine.
I like the wine.
So Ireland, yes, that's Ireland is definitely on the bucket list.
So
for sure.
Let me, you know what? We're going to bring this question up again in the summer.
Yes. Sophie, we're going to let you know how Ireland is for Gabby.
Okay.
And then maybe one day in the future for me.
Yes. Oh yeah. We could do like, oh my gosh. Yeah. We do like a friendship travel.
Yeah.
Like all of our girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay. Dale.
Okay. Next one. Oh, Gabrielle Volpe. Yes. Hi, Gabrielle. Hey, Gabby and Jaina. I hope you're feeling well. My question is, if you could be an actor, dead or alive, who would it be and why? And yeah, I hope you're having an amazing day or night. Love you from Canada.
That's a great
Hi,
question.
Hi, Gabrielle. Yes, Ooh. that's I'm a little
that's
terrified.
That's a good one.
It is a good question.
But I've always had an obsession with Marilyn Monroe and the time where she became a mega movie star. I don't know why. What was it? This in the 60s? 40s, 50s, 60s, I guess. I mean,
intense life. Like
I guess it would be nice to see what Hollywood was like in the 1950s.
Yes.
So I think Marilyn Monroe would be for me.
Okay. I don't know if I have a dead actor that I'd be like, oh my gosh, I would have been. This one's a hard question.
My live one would be Viola Davis.
Oh man, she's
I
a
just
queen.
Want to
yes.
just want to mimic her yes. career yes. if I could. Or at least, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Everything she does, everything she touches on stage, in film. I mean.
Yeah. Alive, you know what? I would love to be J-Lo for one day.
Don't say.
I just want to know what it's like to right? be her. She's a fucking badass. Yeah. You know, like, hey, we gotta give it to her.
Barrett and I were talking the other day on set, who are your queens? Like, her queen is Rihanna.
Yes.
And she asked me who mine was, and I was I get it's J-Lo.
It's J-Lo.
J-Lo's the queen. For me. Yeah. I mean, there you could have more than one queen.
You could absolutely. Yeah.
But
the bucket list guest for like the biggest
bucket list. I mean, yeah, but that would never. That would never.
I wanna believe that there's a world that J-Lo would come to our podcast, but knowing her trajectory and what I've seen, she doesn't do podcasts. I don't think she's ever been in a podcast.
Maybe
she was. She appeared one time. She appeared one time in Smartless, which I love you boys, from Smartless. And it was because they were interviewing Ben Affleck, and so she just appeared. But
maybe no, I'm just kidding. I was going to say maybe a wait through her or to her through someone else. But yeah. You know what?
Yeah. I mean, if she
dreams do come true.
I would die. I would. Yeah. But what a great question, Gabrielle. This is I'm going to be thinking about this actually and all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who do I? One. Who dead? I mean, oof. Ah, there's so many. I can't even.
Okay, on that, and then we'll come back to it.
All right, next question.
La próxima is from Nadine Atilano.
Ooh,
Atilano.
I love that name.
Atilano. Nadine. Hi, Jaina and Gabby. You guys are so pretty and awesome. You make my day. I love you guys so much. Ooh. Adorable. My question for you is, if you could time travel, what time would you go to and why? Future or past?
Oh, man.
I was going to say, I don't want to go back or forward. I just want to stay right here.
Yeah.
Because it's very scary.
Yeah. It's scary either way.
I mean, the present is also terrifying, but I feel like nothing in the past was great.
Oh, yeah. No. 90s? No.
The 90s were pretty great. You know what? The 90s were awesome.
Yeah.
I am proud to say that I am a 90s baby.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you were born in 87. 87, that's right.
You're 86. The Scorpios right here. These two.
That's right. I would like to try. You know what? If I could, if I were to go in the future, I would want to go when I'm not here. So I would want to go in 20. We're in 2024. I would want to go in.
Counting. Pause. I
would want to come back in 2070 or 2080. I doubt.
We'll still be here. 2090?
No,
2080
in
2086,
you'll be 100. Yeah. 2090, I don't think so, but 2080. Yeah.
Okay.
3000. Oh.
I think so. Maybe 2100. 2100 it is for me.
Wow.
Just to see what it's like. Just to pop back in. See how everyone's doing.
How's it going? Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
be talking to robots. I feel like.
That's scary. So scary. I do not want to know what life is going to be like when the robots take over, if that ever is going to happen.
I also want to pop my head in when dinosaurs were here.
Yeah.
That would be cool. What it was like.
Yeah. My God. I feel like it would be cool to experience the Renaissance, like be there when Da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa or when they were painting all of the cathedrals and I would love to see the buildings, all those castles. Like the buildings of Notre Dame was Quasimodo and Esmeralda real? Did they fall in that part of history? I would love to be a fly in the wall and be like, oh my God.
I love how your mind instantly goes to a Disney fairy tale.
Always. My brain. But like you said, it's very ugly, so I don't know if I would wanna go back.
We would go back to the good parts.
Sorry.
La próxima.
Tara asks, hey both. I love this. Absolutely loving the episodes. Thank you, Tara. My question is, what advice would you give to someone who wanted to get in the industry that doesn't live in America? It seems extremely difficult. Tara, where are you? I wish we'd know where
Well,
you,
wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
I would say to find what's available
mm-hmm.
in your community, whether yes. that's theater or classes or anything. Yeah. If you want to get into this industry, you know, look to the communities where people are creative in arts mm-hmm. and just make connections.
Yeah.
Apply for that class or, you know, introduce yourself to new people. And,
yes.
And you know, if there's a theater class, an acting class, a commercial class,
mm-hmm.
take it.
Yeah. Same thing. It's like if you're in school right now, even ask like, what are acting classes that you could take? Like go yes. to the theater department. That's how you get started. And just follow your heart. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
It is not difficult. You can do it. You can do it.
Yes. That's the one thing. Mm-hmm. Change that
mindset. That
yes,
is difficult.
It is.
It is difficult. Anything is difficult. Trying anything.
But know that it is possible.
But it, yeah, exactly.
It is possible.
Yes.
So we're ready for the video question from Melina.
I'm
giving her name with a
Melina.
With an accent. Melina.
Melina.
Hey, Melina.
Hi, Melina.
But while we're doing that.
It was her birthday recently.
Oh, really?
Hi, Jenna. Hi, Gabby. So my question is, what do you enjoy most about your career? Ciao, ciao. Love you, girls.
Oh,
she's so cute.
Melina, I am
she?
So feeling your blue mascara.
I know,
mascara.
The blue eyeshadow.
Okay, the blue mascara.
Yeah.
Or so blue cute. Eyeshadow. Look, it's so, so cute.
Where is she? Do you know where she is?
I don't. I feel like I know, but I forgot.
I know.
So where are you, Melina? Okay, she'll remind us
yeah.
where she is. But that was a great question.
Yes.
What do we... You know what's so crazy? I enjoy, believe it or not, the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
As terrifying as it can be, because
mm-hmm.
after the show, I have no idea what I'm going to do next. But I think that's the most exciting part, because
yeah.
if we had to do a 9-to-5 and have that sort of habitual, if we had a steady, or not a steady schedule, but the same, if we had to do the same thing every day for the same time, I think we'd be bored out of our minds.
Yeah.
And I think the what's coming next, the unexpected spontaneity of what our careers naturally bring us is exciting for me.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
I don't know.
That. I think for me, there's so much. I love the fact that we get to put ourselves in different shoes, in different situations, that we're able to explore life through a different lens other than ours. That's my favorite part of being an actor.
I love that.
Because sometimes, you know, there's days where you just don't like yourself and you just want to be someone
100%.
else.
100%. Sometimes I think, gosh, yes, this is a great life and I love what I have and I'm grateful for everything that's around me, but also to go, you know, to fill these other shoes and to be this other character and to experience or invite these different circumstances that are wild is very fun because it's not what your normal life.
Yeah. And that's,
Yeah. Ooh, okay. I like that. Okay, Danielle Nicole.
Cool name.
Hey, in the future, do you think we will see Shane Hartline and Jay Hayden as guest stars on an episode? Actually, we are going to tease in the future a little
that was a very
a little double date.
Yes.
A little double date.
Who was saying that?
I'll give you that. And that's it. A little, there may be a double date episode happening. He has no idea.
He's like, what?
But he will do it. He will for sure.
Oh,
like, hell yeah,
gosh.
I'm down for that. So yes, Danielle. Dale.
Okay. Lucy. I love that name. K Can you please tell us the skincare you both use? You have the most gorgeous skin. Thank you so much, Lucy. Thank you so much for saying that.
We should do an episode with no makeup.
Oh.
And strip down into our raw.
That could be the ASMR episode.
That could be the ASMR episode. Us doing the us doing our skincare.
I was just teasing.
Ooh.
No.
Okay.
No. You can't not tease Dana about the ASMR.
Can we get a vote? Do you want a little ASMR episode with a little skincare action? Please, you know, comment below. Let us know if you want it, because we will give it.
Yes.
I'd love to do that. Okay. Whatever that noise is. I don't know. Anyway, so skincare, yes. I do. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't have enough time to get into the. I will save that for an episode. But I do not leave the house without sunscreen. Does it matter? Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's cloudy outside or raining outside. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Because the sun rays still go through.
Every day.
I have a sunspot. You can't really see it because it's covered. I covered it with some concealer, but from driving on the left side, the sun is constant. I actually bought this shield from Amazon. Amazing. And I stick it up because I'm
you
develop sun damage from the constant exposure to the sun, and I have some sun spots, some sun damage.
You know, I have one here too from
So sunscreen is definitely key.
Yes.
A key component into my regimen.
Yeah.
And I do incorporate vitamin C every morning. And sometimes I do a night mask, a nighttime face mask that you can sleep in, which is great.
Is it from Drunk Elephant? Oh, no.
No, this one is from Fresh.
Okay.
But yes, I what I also do? I like to mix in a bunch of different products.
Same. Oh, yeah.
Like switch it up all the time, especially because the weather always changes. But eye cream, I am religious about my eye cream morning and night.
Yup.
All about, you know, smoothing out the crow's feet and the bags. also, I do some ice in the morning. I mean, I can go on. I can go on. It's so much.
I also don't
go to bed without putting a lip mask.
Why your lips are always
juicy.
You guys, juicy? I'm obsessed with Jana's lips. She always has the juiciest.
Listen, but what do you use really quick just to give us a little
for
something?
For Origins, but I'm using Drunk Elephant now.
Yes.
But same thing. Yeah, in the morning when I'm puffy, it's like the little ice roller.
Yes,
I got the gua sha that I do at least 3 times a week. And then I started doing the UV light, remember the mask?
Yes. You know,
I love it.
I fell off on that. I have to
I know. I did too. So it's hard to stay consistent. But
also exfoliating and doing like a mask.
Do you do facials? Do you do a lot of facials?
I do facials, but I haven't done it in such a long time.
Same. At least I feel like that's like our damn it. I had the word and it left. Our self-care mm-hmm. day to get your facial, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we'll definitely have an episode just for skincare because we can't stop talking about it.
Okay, you guys, we got to take a quick break to tell you about today's episode of After We Wrap has a very special partner, Mint Mobile. Jana, have you ever looked at your phone bill and wonder why the heck is so high?
Every single time. It feels like we're just giving money away, but there is a smarter way to do things with Mint Mobile. They offer premium wireless without sky-high fees.
Exactly. Mint Mobile works on the nation's largest 5G network, and can you believe their plan starts as low as $15 a month?
Yes, it's amazing, and the convenience is unbeatable. No store visits, no overpriced plans, just great service directly to you. They really streamline the whole process.
Switching to Mint Mobile is super easy too. If your phone supports eSIM, you can activate your plan right away. No eSIM, no problem. They'll send you a SIM card for free.
It's all about getting what you need without paying more than you have to. So check out Mint Mobile through our unique link. trymintmobile.com/afterwewrap. It's also in the description of this episode. Trust us, your wallet will thank you.
Again, for premium wireless starting at just $15 a month, visit our partner, Mint Mobile. Our link is right in our episode description. Okay, and now let's get back to our episode.
M. Smith, who, what, or where do you find serenity?
Serenity, no!
Honestly, I've been finding serenity in my hot yoga classes. My hot yoga classes do it for me.
Oh, yeah?
I just get to not think about anything for an hour, and I'm just there on my mat, sweating with my little tiny weights, because I do a sculpt class too. And that's where I find my peace. I actually did that this morning just to distract myself from...
At 6 o'clock in the morning?
From 7.
Okay.
7 to 8. Did you see? Dana finished her workout.
No, I was sleeping. I woke up at 7:30, so I missed that one.
And I also find serenity from Lou, my puppy. I do. I feel so much at peace when I'm with him.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Working out is like my detox. Like,
yes, yes.
I get it out. But you know what? And it's 5 o'clock beach PR.
There's no other serenity like that.
Just thinking about it right now. It is my favorite time. That 5:30, you know, when the sun is going down and the breeze is nice and cool and the waves, like there's no sun, but you still have the sunlight and you're just, you might have seen, I posted about it when I was there. Like I'm just, my feet.
I saw it.
Yeah. And it's that, it's, there's something about that hour that I'm just like,
oh, that's I saw it. It was like January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this bitch is still out there celebrating the holidays on fucking... on the island.
We're Puerto Rican. Of course we celebrate Christmas till February.
We're Puerto Rican. Of course we keep the Christmas tree up till February.
All year long.
I know.
But yeah, that 5 o'clock, 5:30.
I love it. Ugh. I love it. Ooh. Kenzie Clancy asks, I'd love to know what Jaina has learned from playing Andy Herrera these last 6 years and whether she realized how big of an impact the show and her character had across the globe. We're also sending you our love. Aww, thank you, Kenzie.
That's special.
That is a very deep question. What have I learned? Wow. I learned that while with every character I've played so far, there's a lot of my own personal... my personality and my own experiences that I bring into the character that naturally make it what it is. I feel like every actor kind of does that with their characters. But as much of me, as much of what Jaina has brought into Andy, we are very different people.
Oh.
And I thought in the beginning, oh no, I can do this because Andy is me. No, I over time I've learned, oh, wait a second. I mean, we share a lot of similar qualities. Very impulsive, extremely impulsive. Oh my gosh. I hate that. It's one of the things that I'm like, gosh, can you just stop and breathe and think for a second? There are a lot of things that that make us very different people. And I've learned not to judge Andy. And in return, it also has helped me learn not to judge myself, because I do that a lot. And so, I mean, I can go deeper into all of this, but I think at the end of the day, to play someone who has been a champion or a hero for many little Latinas all over the world, that is what brings me joy. That is what I carry with me in terms of like looking back and being proud of this character, because while she's made some I can't say decisions.
It's a hard word. Decisions. It really
she
is.
She said that so like, it's a hard word. While Andy has made certain decisions that Jaina don't personally agree with.
Uh-huh.
I've also learned to to give her grace. And in return, it's helped me give other people in my life grace. Mm. Because no one's perfect.
Yeah.
So I've learned to have so much more patience with myself and with my family, my friends. And I love that I'm honoring her, especially towards the end. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're doing a great job, especially the writers. Shout out to the writers of Station 19. We are definitely giving Andy something to hold on to. Yeah. I mean, it's a very complex question, yeah. But Kenzie, I will dive deeper into everything Andy Herrera and Station 19 in another episode, I promise you. Okay, we're going to move on to Aline Voltaire.
All right, she's got three questions.
Wow.
Three words to describe your companions? What do you mean? Like my partner? Oh, God, you go first. Hold on, I got to think about this.
Real quick. Off the top, yeah, off the top of my head.
Okay.
Probably the funniest person I've ever met. Like, yeah, humor. No one has ever made me laugh the way he has. Wow, three words. That is hard, right? Without going into it.
I know, right?
Sensitive. Sensitive in the most like adorable, beautiful way. Sensitive heart.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful heart. And special.
Special. I love that.
I don't know. This is not fair. Three words. Go ahead, Gabby. Three words.
So for Shaney, definitely creative.
Ooh, creative.
Protective. That motherfucker protects me like no other has ever protected me before.
Okay. His face was
like
an investment at this point.
Okay, third word.
And caring. Mm. Oh my gosh.
I love that. That's hard. That is hard.
Yeah.
That is
There's
hard.
So many other words I want to, but yeah, like I think, you know what, Gina? We locked out with our men. Girl, I think that, I mean, definitely, hello.
I mean, I think we all lucked out with each other.
Yes.
Because I feel like, Aline, we're gonna.
There's
this
so
is
much.
Great. These are honestly great questions.
You know,
questions.
We should
it
bring
makes
this.
Me want to have an episode just based on the theme mm-hmm. of everyone's questions,
yeah.
because I feel like we can go into so many other different
that's a good idea.
Conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how hard relationships are.
Yeah.
And how much work
yes.
is required.
Yeah.
And how sometimes it doesn't look, it isn't how it looks like, especially on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's like picture perfect, but really it is. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And there are great times and there are not so great moments and you evolve and you kind of, you know what? Actually, I was talking to Barrett about this. You know how when you go through certain things in your relationships, mm-hmm. right? And sometimes you feel like you want to start over with the same person.
Mm.
So you basically have a new relationship with the same person.
Ooh.
I know, right? It's a great,
okay.
it's a, yeah, you start to date them again yeah. in a different way because you change as people.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
you
yes.
go through life and it, you know, it alters you and into so many different, you know, ways. And and I feel like that's such a good way to look at it. Like mm-hmm. you get to have this new relationship with the same person.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cute. Okay.
Oh wow, that was still on.
She's got
describe
three questions.
Three words
yeah.
For your
time, we might need to go to the next person.
Okay.
Wait.
Well.
Oh
shit.
Okay.
Really quick. Wait, girls, have you ever been in an awkward situation in a store or other place with someone or alone? A fart that you thought was silent. A gesture or action when you thought you were alone. Yes, absolutely. That is a whole nother episode, mm-hmm. Aline. We're going to get back to you. I promise. Because you also,
we're gonna save
you
this.
Did a 3-in-1
yeah.
questions on
us. Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to save these because these are so good. Okay.
Susan MC.
favorite curse word.
Coño carajo puñeta.
Puñeta.
That's for me, it's the trio.
The Holy Trinity.
Coño carajo puñeta.
Que cojones.
That's
puñeta.
Coño carajo puñeta. Coño carajo puñeta.
There it is.
Yeah. I mean, you have to really earn that. Those three.
Yeah.
What is yours?
Okay. Puñeta.
Oh. Puñeta? Okay. Puñeta. Hannah. Hi, girls. I'd like to know, Jaina, you were amazing in Scream Queens. Have you ever thought about doing more horror? Yes. And would you get Gabby involved? Absolutely. I just had a crazy thought.
Let's hear it.
No, it's bad. It involves like a knife. Cut, 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 and blood just coming out.
No, you have to say it now.
You know,
who would
I don't
you
know.
Like to stab?
You have to be in a horror situation where one of us has to sacrifice the other.
Oh my God.
So you all
trying
to kill each other?
Maybe.
To, for,
I know, I don't think. No. I mean, it's horror. It's horror.
Yeah.
It's horror. Yes, I loved Scream Queens, and I am.
Do you like to scream? Like,
yes.
Are you?
I would do it, but I don't want to.
The cops. I'm always concerned about your vocal cords. How does that work? Like genuine, like being genuine. Genuine. Yeah. Like how when an actor has to scream for the part, is there a healthy way
there
to do
to
it?
There has to be.
Yeah, because of all the screaming is gonna. Yeah, for sure.
We have one last question.
Okay, one more. Oh, hi, Dana. Hi, Gabby. This is from Haley Lyle. Yes?
One more time.
Hallie Lyle.
Honestly, it is hard. Hallie or is it Haley?
Or is it
Lyle or...
Or Lily.
Hallie Lyle.
Hallie Lyle. Okay. Hallie Lyle.
Hallie Lyle?
Or Hallie Lyle. Hallie. Okay.
You know what? Hallie, you have to
Hallie.
You have to send us a message on how you pronounce your name because we're butchering the shit out of it.
What does friendship mean to you, and what qualities do you look for in a friendship? I hope 2024 brings you lots of blessings.
Well, that's
and
easy.
Joy.
Honestly, you know what? And I'm not just saying this because you're here, but you have so many qualities of a friend that I admire. You listen, you are extremely open and aware and compassionate. Mm. And I just feel like it's great to have friends who are vulnerable with you, who aren't afraid to just share their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that you're not going to be judged by your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to have a friend that you feel safe around is huge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do feel safe around you. I feel like you
Likewise.
Are, I can just tell you things,
yeah,
good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
But also, gosh, I lost it. It went. Catch it. I could tell you things. And also,
ay Dios,
lost it.
That's another. Well, that's not a curse word. That's not a curse word.
But gosh, that you would listen. Anyway,
yeah. Well, I mean,
continue.
Yes. Everything you said, I'm back to you. What's really important to me in my group of girlfriends, and guy friends, any friends, is that there is no comparison. There's no feeling of competition, because I mean 15 years ago Gabby would always be like, oh, she's so much better than me, oh my God, I can't be her friend, oh my God, I'm not worthy, and I would get in my head, and then I'm trying to be this person that I'm not. And then along the way I realized, no, it's not about comparing each other, it's about being there for each other.
That's period. You actually brought period. It back to me. It came back. You are the biggest cheerleader. And I feel like you don't meet a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Like when they obviously you're there when times get rough, mm-hmm. and you know when you're in a dark place, you'd like to have a friend who's there. But also when you achieve great things and, you know, you're all of a sudden successful and, you know, in some part of your life where you have that person yeah. that is going to root for you.
Oh my God.
And that, yeah, that I feel yeah. like is really important.
Yeah. Like it's just, and then we'll finish it here. I admire you so much as a human, as a professional, everything. And I find so much comfort in being able to be myself 100%, no bullshit. Even I remember the other day when we were at your house and I was feeling very ñoñi and I was like, I'm feeling ñoñi. And you go, you're feeling ñoñi? And I looked at you and the way you looked at me and reacted, and I was like, she gets it. Like, does anybody see it? Like, I'm, you know, and that gave me such a like, oh, okay. You know, I was grateful that you understood what I meant by ñoñi in that moment. And there was no, ay, mira esta.
Right.
Here she goes again with her ñoñiness. Because I've had that in the past of like, ay, nena, you're so dramatic.
Empathy.
Yeah, empathy.
That's what it comes down to. When you have a friend who's empathetic and just takes in what you're feeling, acknowledges them.
Mm-hmm. Taking the good and bad.
That goes a long way.
Yeah. Well, that's another episode, too.
That's a whole other episode. Thank you so much to our VIP
members. Those questions were great. Yeah, thank you.
For all of your questions. I think we need to have a part two of this because this was fun.
Yeah.
Very fun. Ooh! Well, thank you for joining us.
We will see you.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye. Ah! Oh, man.